peace. Everyone is looking for it, but the only place you'll find true and lasting peace is right here in God's Word. Join us as we go back to God's Word on this edition of Abounding Grace with our teacher and pastor, Chris Gordon. Welcome to Abounding Grace, the ministry of United Reformed Church here in Linden. And indeed, it is abounding grace that we seek and find here in God's Word. We would invite you to join us for the next few minutes as our teacher and pastor, Chris Gordon, brings us back to God's Word that we might find that peace, that encouragement for the day, that challenge to follow hard after Christ. For this edition of Abounding Grace now, here's Pastor Chris Gordon.
Well, thank you for tuning in today to Abounding Grace. We're continuing in our study of Romans chapter 9, right at the beginning, where we've looked at all these spiritual advantages that the Jews were given, and the Apostle Paul is really struggling. He's lamenting, he's weeping in his heart over his countrymen according to the flesh, which is the Jews, the Jewish nation, the national Israel, because it seems as if, outwardly speaking, God's promises have failed regarding and made to Israel. And Paul is explaining this great phenomenon. He's explaining the fulfillment of the promises, how we are to understand this, and it's a very relevant subject in our day as there's so much discussion and expectation of what's going to happen with Israel. What can we expect? How does the church fit into all this? These are the issues we're dealing with, and I've asked you to keep an open mind because you have, I believe, unfairly heard a lot of attack on what is known as replacement theology, and that's not what ultimately is being said or taught. So please, whoever's saying that, stop. It's not right. It's not fair. We're saying fulfillment, that it was always God's intention that Jews and Gentiles would be one, that the promises made to Abraham that in him all the nations of the earth would be blessed included that. And, you know, growing up, I would always sing that song, Father Abraham had many sons. Why would I sing that if it was never intended that those promises were for me too? Well, here we are. Paul's explaining then, well, what about Israel? And Paul says in Romans 9, verse 6, for they are not all Israel who are of Israel, nor are they all children, because they are the seed of Abraham. This single statement is imperative to understand. Notice the distinction. So many covenant theologies, so many ideas run amok because they don't understand this distinction, the internal and external distinction. Just because one is outwardly says they're a Christian or is outwardly in the administration of the covenant through baptism, through the external benefits, that does not mean that he's in the covenant inwardly. So in other words, just because someone was a Jew and part of Israel did not make him the true Israel. God always said that what he would have to do is circumcise the heart, that you would have to have, as Jesus said to Nicodemus, a new birth. So just because, and we translate this right to today, just because you've been baptized, just because you attend church and are a member of a church and lead a good model life, that doesn't make you a Christian. Not all Israel are of Israel. Remember what Paul said in Romans, back in Romans chapter 2. This is crucial. For he is not a Jew who is one outwardly. Well, you just hear it. Just because one is of Israel outwardly, that doesn't mean he's a Jew. Nor is circumcision that which is outward in the flesh. So in other words, the outward acts of the sacrament do not make one a Christian or a Jew. He is a Jew who is one inwardly. And circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit, not in the letter, whose praise is not from men but from God. Now, we know the Jews trusted in their circumcision and their status as child of Abraham. That's what Jesus dealt with in the Gospels. Jesus exposed this whole problem in John 8. And there it is stated clearly, and here it is stated clearly that the true Jew, the true Israel, are those who have the circumcision of the heart, the thing God was always after in the Old Testament, the changed heart. To trust in the Lord Jesus, to live by faith. The just shall live by faith, said Haggai the prophet. Remember Habakkuk. Remember what happened with Christ in John 6. All of these people had come to him. They were hearing him preaching, but they were not believing. Here is Jesus' response in John 6 to that phenomenon. I said to you, you have seen me, and yet you do not believe. So all these people even saw the Messiah, and they did not believe. What was Jesus' response? Here it is. Listen carefully. You'd think he'd say, just please come, guys. Come on. No. All that the Father gives me will come to me. And the one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out. You may not believe, but those whom the Father has given me, they will. That was his answer. He said the same thing to the Jews in John 10. You do not believe because you're not of my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. Then the Jews took up stones to stone him. They knew what he was saying. You do not believe because you're not my sheep, for my sheep believe, they follow me. They're the true Israel. Paul said the very same thing to two men. Hymenaeus and Philetus were in the church, began teaching false doctrine. Paul exposed it by name and said, nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal. The Lord knows those who are his. He never promised that every Jew would be saved. And today he tells us, not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will be saved. Because not all Israel is of Israel. They are not all children, he says, simply because they're the seed of Abraham, according to the flesh. The true Israel, who have been born inwardly through the word of truth, they're the ones who are the true children of Abraham by faith. They hear the voice. They turn from sin. They follow Christ. So that's his answer. And the answer is really simple. His promises are being fulfilled in the seed of the promise, who is the Lord Jesus Christ, and all those children given to him by the Father. So the answer to this is the doctrine of election. And we may not like that, but that's what Paul says here. He says in Romans 9, and this it picks up here in verse 6, 7, 8, but he says here, so then the answer, but he says, but in Isaac, your seed shall be called. That is, those who are children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted as the seed. Notice that distinction. Now, you remember in Genesis, when God said, in Isaac, your seed shall be called. That was all set in opposition to Abraham producing a seed of the flesh of his own work, of Ishmael through Hagar, who represented the way of bondage and slavery. And Sarah represented the free woman, who corresponds to the heavenly Jerusalem. And Isaac, as the seed of promise, points us to the seed who is Christ. And through faith in him, we have come to the way of freedom. So, he says in verse 29, but as he who was born according to the flesh then persecuted him who was born according to the Spirit, even so it is now. Nevertheless, what does the scripture say? This is Galatians 4. Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. Now we can understand the scene. Again, this means there are two types of children, those who are of the flesh and those who are of the spirit. Now let's put this all together this week. In John 3, Jesus said this, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. Notice that distinction. Remember, it's not of flesh. It's not of the seed. They are not all children because they're the seed of Abraham. It's those who are born of the Spirit who are the true Jew. Remember, he said that in Romans 2. The point is that circumcision of the heart, the new birth, the true Israel is given birth by the powerful work of the Holy Spirit in the heart to those who were given to Christ by the Father, because he is the true seed. As Galatians says, not many seeds, but one seed who is Christ. And we are the children of promise by faith, faith alone. And that is how he concludes. At this time, Sarah shall have a son. He gives birth to the seed supernaturally to bring forth to us a Savior that all who believe in him will have life. So the answer here is the doctrine of election. He says in verse 11 that this is all so that God's purposes according to election might stand. So, has God cast off his promises? Are they having no effect? Of course he's not cast off his promises. They are being fulfilled in the children of promise. They are being fulfilled in those born of the Spirit by his wonderful grace in the elect. That's what he says here. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one man, even by our father Isaac, for the children not yet being born, nor having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him who calls, it was said to her, the older shall serve the younger, as it is written, Jacob I have loved, but Esau I have hated. What is he saying here? Well, they're not all Israel who are of Israel. Who's the true Israel? Those who are called according to the election of grace, he's going to say in Romans chapter 11. They are the true Israel. So this is so important. God has not cast off his promises. They are having effect. They are working out to fulfillment in the children of promise. All of those who come like Father Abraham, not by the works of the flesh, not by circumcision, but by faith alone in Christ alone, who justifies the ungodly. That's the only way, my friends. And that makes me ask the great question today. Have you believed? God is gathering a great multitude of every tribe, tongue, people, and nation who come to Jesus through faith. That's trusting and resting in him to save and not anything that I do. You today who have believed in Jesus are the true Jews who have the inward circumcision of the heart by the Spirit. Praise God for the glorious to him for so great a salvation.
Exercising our minds, hearts, and affections towards Christ. This has been Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon from United Reformed Church here in Linden, studying God's Word that we might show ourselves approved. Thank you for joining us. As always, we leave you with our address and phone number if you'd like to contact us. Maybe you have a question, comment about the broadcast. Maybe you'd like to join us for worship or a prayer request. Again, you can reach us at 360-318-0429. Again, that phone number is 360-318-0429. If you'd like to know more about us, you can visit our website. A lot of information there, lindenurc.com. Again, that's lindenurc.com. As always, you're welcome to write 8650 Benson Road, Linden, Washington. The zip code is 98264. And again, that phone number, 360-318-0429. That's 360-318-0429. If you're planning a visit, we would love to see you. In fact, let one of the ushers know you're invited by the radio broadcast, won't you? That would encourage us a great deal. Sunday services are at 10 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. We're at 8650 Benson Road here in Linden. For the directions, you can either go to our website, lindenurc.com, or call us 360-318-0429. Again, 360-318-0429. Our desire here at Abounding Grace is that you grow in Christ. If there's anything we can do to help you in that endeavor, please feel free to contact us. And then join us again next time for another broadcast of Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon.